mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Taking a look at our gospel lesson for this evening, we note that 1 out of 10 returned. 1 out of 10 lepers noticed that he had been cleansed by God. Just one of them. That's 10%, isn't it? Kind of understandable that our Lord got a little upset over those statistics, eh? Now, for comparison, I give you that we have nearly 200 confirmed and baptized members of our church here at Zion, and only 20 come to give thanks on this evening set aside for just that purpose. Then we take a look at what Moses wrote in our Old Testament lesson, Deuteronomy chapter 8. And you know that Moses only wrote that which the Holy Spirit had him write. And he wrote that God has commanded us to be ever vigilant to do what he has commanded us to do, his commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Know that we're to remember the entire pathway that God has led us as we have traveled about during our short course of our lives. Now, it's kind of odd, isn't it, that God said these 40 years in the wilderness, and here he said, you know, 40 years was the average lifespan of a human being during the time of Jesus when he walked on the earth. And it kind of odd. And we're to know that God has been testing that heart of yours, for he created you to be a humble person. Now, humility, I looked it up. Humility is that which is having or showing a low estimation of one's own importance in the grand scheme of things. And yet he has nourished us despite our shortcomings. But you never did get the point. You never did get the point that it isn't actually food that will sustain you and keep you, that it is only God's Holy Word. Oh, and he has kept you clothed, even kept shoes on your feet so your feet wouldn't swell. Can you think of a time in your life where you've never had any clothing? You've never had a pair of shoes? Yeah, there are some people that experience that in their lifetime, but you haven't. And then you know St. Paul himself, an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, he told that young minister Timothy, he said that he urged that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires that all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Did you hear that, right? He said he desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's why those invitations are in the pews. So that at least we get people coming here about Jesus, hear the truth of his word, at least once. So tonight we gather to pray, praise, and give thanks. But as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. He is a jealous God. Jesus is hurt that only one out of the 10 cleansed lepers had returned to give thanks. That's the way he said it. He says, just one came back. Hence, pastors and ministers of many faiths all over the world aching to fill the pews in their churches for God. It's not our hurt that people not coming to the church to praise God. Okay? It isn't. God has all throughout time told man to erect altars and to worship and thank him and no other. And we have failed miserably. He told Adam and Eve to care for the garden, and they failed. They listened to the voice of another who thought himself a God. He told Moses himself just how to worship, just how to lead his people. And even Moses failed as he tried to care for the Israelites in a way that he thought was best, making himself a God unto himself. The Jews themselves overreached their own bounds and found that God allowed them to be overrun many times. How many times did we read in Scripture that the Jews were cast out of their own land that Moses had led them to? God extended an everlasting promise with all of his people, where he will bring you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. And we messed that up, didn't we? How many times have we made a choice or gone in a direction just the opposite of what God has told us the way we are to go? You know, so seldom we read past the given scripture lesson for a given day. You know, getting the whole context of what's going on here. And here tonight's no different. Following the Old Testament lesson, we can find Moses telling us to, he says this, to take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there is no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Kind of like saying, I did it. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish, like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you. so shall you perish, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. This is the word of the Lord. These are not my words. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of God's holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. So here we are this evening, lavishing on the glorious, bountiful offerings of our Lord, his forgiveness of our sins, hearing of his holy word, and partaking of his dear Son's body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds on the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.